From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he'll meet with North Korea's leader in Singapore next month. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The president says the meeting will happen June 12th, ending suspense over the details of a historic meeting between a sitting American president and a North Korean leader about denuclearization. He said he wanted the meeting at the heavily fortified border between the two Koreas, but most of his advisors favored holding it in Singapore.
Sagar Magani with the Associated Press. In a recently released report, U.S. military investigators blamed contradictory and ambiguous procedures for a botched special forces operation in Niger that resulted in the deaths of four U.S. soldiers and four Nigerian soldiers last year. General Tom Waldhauser, who heads the U.S. Africa Command, says he's already ordered some changes to how U.S. forces in Africa carry out their missions.
I have directed additions to the minimal equipment requirements for the special operations team that work for Special Operations Command Africa, ensuring that their security posture is enhanced. This includes increased firepower for force protection.
An 8-page summary of the findings released Thursday concluded no single failure or deficiency was the sole reason for the October 4, 2007 ambush by Islamic State-linked fighters near the village of Tongo Tongo. The U.S. says that it is looking for allied support to force Iran into new negotiations over its nuclear weapons development and military advances in the Middle East, in the aftermath of President Donald Trump's withdrawal from the 2015 International Pact restraining Tehran's nuclear program. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is planning discussions with allies in Europe, the Middle East, and Asia. This is VOA News.